Kicking off another brand new hour of the Steve Gerber Show live from Studio G. We're here in the heart of America, the pounding heart of America. I'm Steve Gerber, fighting for you from this foxhole of freedom. I'm going to tell you the truth, even when it hurts. You got to do that someday. Being brutally honest is important. God bless America. Let's roll. Here are three big things you need to know. Number one, how do you feel about F-16s with no pilots? That is the reality of AI today. It means the most powerful killing machines on the planet can and will be operating without any person directly involved. Number two, great news from Panama. In a shock to the political world, another far-right candidate has won election as president in that Central American country, Jose Molino. A fill-in pulled off an upset and is already working with El Salvador's Bukele. And number three, what is happening in Israel? As a ceasefire is on the table, a deal put together by Egypt and Qatar, and this comes after Israel warns more than a million people they are coming to eradicate Hamas and Rafah. And the U.S. apparently cut off ammunition supplies to Israel. Very strange, to say the least. Very strange. John Kirby, however, refuses to deny that we cut off military aid to Israel. He was in front of the reporters yesterday. He couldn't tell the truth, apparently. Here's what he said.
I want to take you back to this report on whether shipments were paused.
Okay.
Are the reports wrong?
I'm not going to confirm the press reporting yet. What I've said is, our security commitments to Israel are ironclad. The president pushed very hard to get that supplemental funding so that we can continue to help Israel with its security needs.
And you can appreciate the ambiguity, makes it sound like it's true.
I can't speak for what you appreciate in my answer. All I can do is tell you that my answer is not going to change.
Now, he's not going to tell you what's going on. He's not going to be honest about what's going on. It's not up to him to be honest about what's going on. And John Kirby made it clear during those same comments, we really don't stand with Israel anymore. Listen.
Does the president believe that Israel can execute a limited operation into Rafah while adequately protecting the lives of civilians there?
The president doesn't want to see operations in Rafah that put at greater risk the more than a million people that are seeking refuge there.
So you would support a limited operation into Rafah?
I think I've answered the question. Okay,
well, that you haven't answered the question. You answered no questions. John Kirby answers no questions. But he is better than Corrine. Of course, a tree stump would be better than Corrine. The president's going to be disappointed. John Kirby's going to be disappointed. The globalists, the anti-Israel agitators and violent protesters on American campuses are going to be upset today. Because the IDF began its Rafah operations in the last few hours, announcing that troops had operational control of the Gazan side of the Rafah crossing. The IDF confirming today that it had gained operational control of the Gazan side of the Rafah crossing. The IDF released a statement saying its forces began a precise counterterrorism operation in eastern Rafah. Acting upon intelligence showing the area was being used for terrorist purposes, IDF troops obtained operational control. Intelligence gathered by the IDF and the Israel Securities Authority prompted the operation aimed at killing Hamas terrorists and dismantling Hamas terrorist infrastructure within specific areas of eastern Rafah. Before the operation, the IDF urged residents in eastern Rafah to temporarily evacuate to the expanded humanitarian area in El Mawasi, where the IDF facilitated the expansion of field hospitals and tents and increased water, food, and medical supplies. International organizations working in the area were also encouraged to temporarily evacuate before the operation began. Following intelligence that indicated that the Rafah crossing in eastern Rafah was being used for terrorist purposes, IDF troops managed to establish operational control on the eastern side, the IDF said. On Sunday, mortars were being fired from the area toward the area of the Karum Shalom crossing. Four IDF soldiers killed during the operation. Several others were injured after the mortars were fired. See, so even now, Hamas attacking Israel. And so the ceasefire comes up, and Hamas says they have approved ceasefire framework and documentation put forward by Egypt and Qatar. Israel has remained silent. So Hamas wants a ceasefire after they realize, guess what? The IDF is coming. And the IDF ground troops and Israeli Air Force fighter jets struck and eliminated Hamas terrorist targets in Rafah, including military structures, underground infrastructure, additional terrorist infrastructure from which Hamas operated in that area. Israel apparently not too interested in this ceasefire put together by Egypt and Qatar. Let's see here. And nothing new here. As the battles go on, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has said that Israel was left with no choice but to act in Rafah after Hamas terrorists carried out the deadly rocket attacks on Sunday. President Biden, though, as you heard John Kirby say there, doesn't want any action there. Well, fortunately, Joe Biden isn't in charge of himself or of Israel. Quite clear. We're going to keep you up to date on that as it moves forward today. Any news that comes through, we'll share with you first right here. Now, back on the home front, it's not the war in the Middle East that worry people, but rather the war with the price of everything. It's the economy that's hurting people. Most people think the economy is going to be tough with inflation rising going forward. So there's problems as we send money overseas, and there's problems here at home with how much everything costs. Listen.
So inflation remains a sticky and top issue for our small business owners. According to our latest CNBC SurveyMonkey Small Business Confidence Index, only 1 in 4 now say that inflation has peaked. That's down from nearly a third last quarter. Meanwhile, 3/4 say they still expect inflation to continue to rise. That's also up from 69% last quarter. More than 1 in 3 said that inflation, rather, is their biggest threat to business right now. That is 3 times as many who say consumer demand, labor shortages, supply chain, or interest rates are their top threats to business.
Yeah. And businesses also facing a lot of challenges. A lot of challenges. Listen to this.
Inflation remains top of mind for voters. According to the latest survey from CNBC, 3 in 5 small business owners say high inflation and economic growth are the number one issue this November.
Yeah, the number one issue to businesses is inflation. No question about that. Inflation is the number one issue. Yet, Democrats, they keep fudging the facts on the economy. We'll keep that in mind as we move forward. Democrats not telling the truth. But remember this, as we remember those that support this program, for months the globalists have been warning us about disease X, an unnamed, unknown pandemic that they warned could be 100 times worse than COVID. How would they know that? Now we read about the spread of H5N1. It's been around for years. It's bird flu. And almost daily we're treated to stories about the spread of this bird flu among livestock. And they say it's going to mutate and go after people. Is it real or is it just another election year, you know, put on? I don't know. Whatever I do know is this. You don't have to be scared. You can be prepared. That's where the wellness company comes in. The wellness company and their brand new contagion kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be safe from bird flu or 100 other things. The kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and Tamiflu. The kit also provides a guidebook and the aid in the use of all of these medications. Rest assured knowing that you have what you need to keep your family safe. Go to twc.health/Gruber. twc.health/Gruber and order today. twc.health/Gruber. Use the promo code Gruber.
While driving a car, there's a lot you have to pay attention to. Speed limits, directional signs, other cars and trucks, and more. But when it comes to watching out for motorcyclists, it's not always easy. Motorcyclists are hard to see. In fact, 1,500 crashes between vehicles and motorcyclists happen each year in Michigan. Vehicles turning left at intersections are especially hazardous for motorcyclists. So look twice. Save a life. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of State.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret, a rhetoric and media major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. And some of it does read sort of quaintly. But consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 1, Section 9, for example. Is that so outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the government granting special privileges for partisan reasons. This strikes at the rule of law, the rule under which we're all to be treated the same. The crony capitalism so common today, where the government gives favors and tax dollars to some businesses and advantages over others, is exactly the kind of thing the Constitution was meant to prohibit. The Constitution is not outdated at all.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.